Hello, welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
I cannot believe this is our first episode.
We are going to start the episode by talking about what is coming up at North Gore Marlboro Public School.
We had an awesome first week of school. Let us tell you about it. We got partners and we interviewed them and we got to learn lots about them. Then we choose a duck for them based on their personality.
Then your partner would choose a duck for you. We made posters for each other. Then we gave them to each other and asked if they wanted us to change anything. I am so excited to see what we do next week.
And now for the interview of the week.
Welcome to North Gore Public School. Can you tell our audience your name and why you're here today?
Absolutely. I was invited by Mr. Rosum to come and be interviewed by all of you guys, I think, about my podcast that I do called Osgood Community Chronicles. And my name is Tracy Daviero. My maiden name before I got married was Blanchfield. And so my family's been in the area for a very, very, very long time, and that's why I started my podcast.
That sounds cool. What do you love about what you do?
I love that what my podcast does is it talks about history, and I brought a few things with me. If you guys are interested in what I sort of look at all the time and how I pull my material together. But what I like about it is I like to bring the history of our area and all the things that used to happen here into the present so that you guys can learn about it and so that you can be interested in it too. And so I do a little bit of the past and a little bit of the present, and that's kind of what I really love, to find those little nuggets of information and pull them together into each episode.
What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
I think you need to be able to do a little bit of research or work with people who do. And I think you have to like to be able to maybe be on camera or be able to talk. My podcast is not a video podcast. It's all audio. So I just talk into a microphone, and you have to be comfortable doing that and happy to do it, actually.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, look at all these faces. I think this is just awesome. I love that you guys are doing something similar to me, and I'm a whole lot older than all of you. So I think I'm very grateful to be here, to be invited to be here and to talk to you guys and to answer any questions you have about podcasting or any of the area history.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Now, what's going on around the world?
The legacy of Terry Fox.
Are you ready to learn more about Terry Fox? Terry Fox was born in 1958, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Terry found out he had bone cancer in his leg at only 18 years old. He had to have his leg amputated above the knee.
The Terry Fox run has spread all around the world.
Some countries that run in are Argentina, Italy, Japan, and Australia. Amputated means that someone had a body part taken off by doctors. He felt bad for the children in the hospital. Terry Fox was very nice.
That's all for now. See you next on Duck Bites.
I really want to know.
Wow, I know. I learned a lot there. Next up, hit or miss on our first chapter.
We are going to be reading The Case of the Missing Auntie by Michael Hutcherson. We are starting on page 1.
Grandpa hasn't seen his little sister since she was taken. As she looked out the back window of the van, Shiggity grappled with the concept of forcefully being pulled from her family. She was also grappling with an idea that was slowly taking shape in her mind.
The mighty muskrats were on the way to the city. That morning, they had pulled into Auntie Maud's food vehicle, and they had spent the past 6 hours counting license plates and watching for animals, both wild and farmed. They stopped at a gas station to pee, and then we filled with chips and pop.
Taken Grandpa's little sister? What do you mean? Adam started in the middle, flicked his long black hair out of his eyes, and scratched his belly. Samuel had the other window, but his nose was buried in a book.
Otter was riding shotgun and talking with his aunt. Auntie Maud looked in the rear mirror at her niece.
Chickadee's long black hair hung over her shoulders.
She was wearing her favorite black hoodie and looked at her auntie with bright and empathetic eyes.
We rate this book 6 out of 6. This book is for people who like mystery novels and for grade 3, 4, and 5.
Try out the new challenge of the week.
Hi guys, welcome to Duck Bites. Today we're going to show you how to make me. Okay, here's all the materials you'll need. And let's get started. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Hello.
So today we're going to be making a sock puppet. We need these
fasteners
and then some
fun foam. You can use scraps. We already cut ours out. We made little teeth for this and we made a little top hat. But you can really make whatever you want. And you'll need some scissors too. Let's get started on making our sock puppet.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna have to poke the eye through the sock. Don't worry, it's not painful, it's not killing the sock. I'm gonna put this in if it actually wants to. Here, can you try?
Yeah. We're gonna make sure it's very straight so it's easy.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna put them in right about here. Do we think that's a good spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, back a little bit more.
Well, I pushed it back a bit. Oh. Okay, now we need a, that's the eye. Now we're gonna flip the sock inside out. Do you wanna try that?
Yep.
And this is where your scissors come in handy, okay? Be very careful with scissors, okay?
Oh,
that's okay.
Yep.
And pull your hand out. Perfect. Spread it. Open it up.
It's hard.
Yep. Now we're going to make sure to cut the pieces. We're going to hold the end piece, though. Make sure you don't cut the sock. We're holding it so it doesn't fly out anywhere. And if you guys want,
you can follow us and make your own.
You can also put some tape here. So you don't hurt yourself. It doesn't hurt that bad, but just in case if you want to be extra safe.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna flip it back, inside out,
and then we're
right
gonna
side
put
out.
The other one in.
Yeah.
Across.
And then can you try that one?
Yeah, I'll try it.
And you wanna make sure you have the heel of the sock at the butt. At the back. So it makes more sense and so it doesn't and it's kinda like a butt.
Which is actually kinda funny.
Yeah. Now, and if you guys were wondering what these are, we made some quick teeth to add on, but you guys can really add on whatever you want.
Yeah, just like she said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. So we've already showed you this process, so now we're just gonna go a bit faster this time.
That's okay if it flies out at your partner twice.
try to make sure you're not flinging it. Try and hold it at the end. If it slips, that's fine. Doesn't really matter. Just be careful of where you are.
Yep.
Now we're going to try it with it on.
Here, I'm just going to take a little bit.
Hello. And you can add some of these,
yeah.
Anything really. We don't have our hot glue gun out right now. So this is what our soft puppet looks like.
That's all we have time for this week. If you have liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe for future episodes.
Yes, you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for more updates.
Can't wait for the next episode of Duck Bites. Quack out!
Bye.